Well, when we're talking about computers and the internet and data storage, we can't really fail to mention the cloud. Storing data out there in the ether of the cloud is becoming much more popular. But what actually is it? Well, Dr. Chris Folkard is from UK Fast, and he can tell us. Chris, what is the cloud?
So the cloud, its simplest form, is really just a way of utilising someone else's resources on their computers across the internet. Things like iCloud and Dropbox enable you to access someone else's storage on their computers. Some of the more infrastructure-based systems where you're accessing physical servers, cloud computing, for example, you're accessing someone's web pages, someone's services across the internet on a big shared pool of resource.
So is this more efficient then? Because basically what you've got running in the cloud are a massive sea of computers, or a cloud of computers all connected together, providing processing power. And you just, what, for the time you need it, get that chunk of computers to do your job for you, send the results back so that you get what you need, but you haven't had to invest the energy and the infrastructure in running all of that. You just get the results.
Yeah, exactly that. Cloud's very beneficial in terms of efficiency because you're only using it when you need to. So if you're running a large simulation, you don't have to pay for the infrastructure. You can run the simulation, then you're finished. Businesses find it quite useful because if they're busy over Christmas, they can immediately start using more resource over the Christmas period and then give that back without paying for any resource that they need. You also get access to a lot more technologies on the cloud because someone else has already invested in that, and you can access that immediately rather than having to go through the process of acquiring it all, working out how it works, and then setting it all up.
So what are the practicalities then for someone who wants to, say, have a website or something, rather than having a physical computer these days? Could they just have a website that doesn't really exist apart from in the cloud? It's just a thing which is there because someone else's computer is running their website for them.
Absolutely. It's very, very common these days, and it's one of the most common use cases we see at UK Fast. You can be as simple as buying a slice of a server for just your website, which works out much cheaper than having the physical infrastructure. And you can just, within a few minutes, go onto a portal, say I'd like space for a website, get access to a control panel, upload your files, and off you go. It makes computer provisioning really quick.
Is that what drove this in the first place? Because it seemed to suddenly appear out of nowhere, this cloud. It was a clear skies, and then suddenly everyone's talking about the cloud. So where did it come from in the first place?
So it's got its origins in a couple of technologies that have come around. The internet is the principal one. Without that, we wouldn't be able to talk to other people's machines, and it's critical to the way the cloud's developed. Especially on the computing front, there's also a technology called virtualization. That started emerging in the 90s, and it lets you slice up a computer into different chunks. Computers often aren't using all of their resources in one go. So if you can provision that out in small slices, more people can use the same machine and it makes it a lot cheaper. From there, really, it just spun out. Things were cheaper, so people could launch websites a lot quicker than having their own infrastructure in place. Then more people came to those websites, more functionality built out from there. And as it does with a popular technology, it just scaled from that point onwards.
What about security, Chris? Because if, say, I'm running my website in a cloud alongside a whole bunch of other people, so it's all sharing one big computer, how do I make sure that my data that's going through my website, say I'm taking people's credit card numbers or something, can't be, say, stolen by Tim's website sitting next door to mine in the cloud?
It's one of the biggest questions we get, and the honest answer is that there's a lot of security precautions that are put in place. Hosting with cloud is very, very secure because we have the expertise of working with all of these devices all of the time. There's a lot of very secure barriers that prevent you from accessing other people's resource, be it compute, storage, or networking, and it makes it very difficult for anyone to be able to bridge between those.
Can you, just in the last 60 seconds or so, Chris, just look over the horizon, to stay with our sky analogy, and tell us what you think the future of this is? Where's it all going?
From a consumer perspective, it's the growth of IoT, all the cloud services that back that up.
This is Internet of Things, isn't it?
Internet of Things, yes. We'll give people a lot more of a tailored service to the devices they're putting into their home. From a business perspective, it's shortening the time it takes to go to market because you can access all of these services very quickly. They're called microservices, small bits of technology. You can rapidly add them into your product portfolio. So we're seeing things being released in months now rather than years, and that will get quicker and quicker until you're seeing functionality being released in the weeks or days time frame, and really accelerate people's ability to adopt new technologies.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was Chris Folkard from UK Fast.